Here on the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show, now joined by the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, David Prater.
Whew.
Well, that was a crazy one, Coach.
I think that word hit it right there. Woo!
Take us through your thought process in this game when you enter halftime down by 9. I know it wasn't that big. 9 doesn't seem like a lot, but you held West County to 25, only score 16. You're down by 9 at half. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Man, I didn't think we stuck to our game plan that first half. You know, we really wanted to clog the middle up when Brody caught the ball, you know, and then everywhere a Harperson was at, we wanted to be close, you know, and then we really wanted to push and transition, you know, and I didn't think we did that well. It started off with a couple offensive boards that we didn't get, you know. I thought the ball hit the floor. Why are we not the first team on the floor to get that ball? You know, I thought that's where we struggled early, you know, and then that second half we finally figured those things out and it started going our way a little more.
Both teams were even in the third quarter, 11-11. You entered the fourth still by 9. 18 points in the fourth quarter. What changed between the third and fourth?
I think we started picking up more. You know, I think that's going to have to be our bread and butter, getting after people. You know, I don't think we can sit back and just let people play, because I think we get a little passive in those passing lanes. I'd rather Caden Keith be out in the passing lanes with those arms and that athleticism. You know, he really makes things go for us. So we're going to continue to try to play fast.
I don't like to give Little Caesars player of the game to the same person, but Keith gave me no choice today. 27 points in this game, perfect from the field in the third and fourth quarter and overtime, perfect from the field in the second half, 9 rebounds to go with that. What does he do well on the floor that is so tough to stop?
He's a great athlete. You know, he's really worked hard on his body to change it, because he's really not very tall, to be honest with you. Maybe 5'10", 5'11". But, you know, he's extremely active. We've been working on trying to find spots where he could be successful on the offensive end, you know. I tell him, hey, less thinking and just go play basketball, you know. I think when he makes his brain run at 100 miles an hour, things are bad. Just catch the ball and go be an athlete, you know. So when he does that, good things happen.
The last two seasons, this Arcadia Valley team has had numbers that you wouldn't expect out of a small school team as far as roster size goes. This year and last year, towards the end of the season, I thought the team started to put it together. This year, what has changed from last year to this year that has made your group, at least at the start of the season, so tough to handle?
Well, we got those same, like you said, at the end of last year, it was starting to come together. And, you know, everybody from last year's team came back this year. We're not missing besides the seniors that graduated. But, you know, and then we got new guys to come in. Brayton Jarvis hit a big three down late, you know, and that's what he did on JV last year, was shoot the ball well. So hopefully we can get him going on the varsity level. Elijah Sylvie had his first dunk in his first varsity action the other night, and I think he's one of those kids that get better every time he plays basketball.
You got South Iron, the top seed in this tournament, coming up tomorrow. Seeds hold through semifinals, at least to the winner's side of the bracket. And now South Iron, your former team, and a coach you know so much about, and Dusty Dinkins, that you'll be going up against tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Honestly, Coach, if we could see Arcadia Valley and South Iron every year in the championship game, I think a lot of people around here will be happy. Well, what do you expect out of the Panthers?
Man, they're well coached, as everybody knows around here. I mean, there's nothing but good things I can say about Coach Dinkins. You know, he's the one that made, you know, college basketball a reality to me. You know, I'd never thought about that before. He sat down with me and talked to me about those things, you know. And he, you know, he's a stand-up human being, and I got nothing but love for him, you know. So he's going to be ready to go. I know he was either here watching it or at home watching it, you know, and he's going to have those boys ready to go. We just got to match that level and then raise it to another level, because they've been here for the last 6-7 years. We haven't been there in quite a while, so hopefully we can get those nervous jitters out early and then just play some basketball.